Perhaps you've heard the number one song in the United States today is a song titled, We Don't Talk About Bruno. Interesting as it may be. Maybe some of you have heard that, maybe some of you have not. If you have not heard of this song, it comes from the movie Encanto, which is a Disney movie that was released back in November of last year, I believe it was, and it didn't do too well at the theaters, but then when it was released to audiences on the Disney Plus internet channel, it kind of took off. And this song, We Don't Talk About Bruno, is the number one song in the United States right now. And it's interesting because I don't know that even the songwriter or even Disney thought that this song would do that great. It's really not a song in the traditional sense of the word. It's more of a song that tells the story of a guy named Bruno who is a member of a family. And this particular family has a lot of different magical gifts. And these magical gifts are able to help those in the community. But Bruno's gift is different from all the others. His gift is always interpreted in a bad way. And so he gets blamed for a lot of things that are not really his fault. And he takes that blame and he kind of disappears from the family. Now, Bruno is a son, brother, uncle. He has no children, but he is kind of like that weird uncle, you know, that everybody has in their family, so to speak. And he disappears because of the awkwardness of his gift and how it's perceived by other people. Bruno's gift is this. He can tell the future. And when people hear him talk, they just automatically assume that what he says is going to take place and there's nothing that they can do about it. And they interpret his predictions as being only bad things. And so they end up trying to avoid him because they don't want these bad things. And hence the song, We Don't Talk About Bruno. We don't talk about him because we don't want what he has to offer, or at least what they perceive he has to offer. But what's strange about the song is this, that even though the song proclaims, we don't talk about Bruno, the whole song is talking about Bruno and the many things that he does. Now, I did some research on this, looking at the songwriter and what his intentions were and his background, and he said that when he wrote this song, he intended it to be a song about gossip and the problems that entail with that particular sin, the sin of gossip. And so this morning, I thought that we would talk about Bruno. And so I've entitled this lesson, We're Going to Talk About Bruno. And we're going to talk about the various different issues surrounding the problem of gossip as the Bible sets it forth. And we're going to look at four different things. First of all, the issue of diversity. Second, the problems surrounding gossip. Third, the need for communication. And finally, the role of acceptance. Because all of these things have to do with why people gossip about other people. So let's talk about Bruno this morning. And talking about Bruno, first of all, means talking about the issue of diversity. You know, people are born into a very diverse world. Some diversity is good. That is, people have different personalities. They have different talents. Families are different. They're composed of different people. And those are all good things. And they make for a wonderful, diverse world in which we live. It has been said that variety is the spice of life. And I agree with that. Some diversity is good. Some diversity is bad. We do not want moral diversity. We want there to be a single standard of morality, a rule that everyone must follow in order to have a moral and good society. Contradictions to truth are diversities that we should not desire because we should love truth and value truth. And so some diversity is bad, but some diversity is neutral, such as eye color, such as hair color, a person's age. These are all things that are diverse, but very neutral in the diversity. Well, the Bible teaches that there is diversity. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but is the same God who works all in all. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. And I mentioned the issue of diversity because, you know, in this family that Bruno is in is very diverse. And different people have different gifts. One person can control the weather. One person can do healing. Another person has the ability to talk to animals and things like that. There's diversity in the world. Diversity can be used for good or for bad. And Satan uses sin and diversity to create hatred and division. Bruno was very different from his other siblings and his relatives. His gift was not as appreciated as the other gifts were appreciated. And you see, Satan can come in and he can take such diversity and he can use it to divide us. And that's what happens in this movie. That ultimately what ends up happening is that Bruno gets separated from the rest of his family. Jesus describes Satan in John chapter 8 and verse 44. He says, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do." He, that is the devil, was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Satan takes diversity and he manipulates it. He lies about it. He twists it into what he desires it to be. And then people believe Satan's lies about other people. And this creates problems. It results in our ostracizing people based upon rumor and innuendo and things that just flat out are not the truth. And then Satan takes advantage of this by devouring those who have been isolated, just like the lion devours the prey that has been isolated from the rest of the herd. Peter says this in 1 Peter 5, verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And when Satan uses diversity to accomplish his wicked purposes, it can result in a situation where we don't talk about Bruno. You see, Bruno represents those who have been ostracized and isolated because they're different from everyone else. And in this difference, then, they have been neglected. We don't talk about Bruno because talking about Bruno only sheds light on our failures. Jesus, however, wants us to talk about loving things with one another. He wants people to have loving unity apart from Satan's influences and practices. And the church is the place of unity that God has designed for us to be together with all of our diversity, with all of our differences, with all of our individual likes and dislikes and many other things, the church is the place where we're supposed to be united. Galatians 3 verse 28 says that there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither slave nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And that's what God desires. He desires us to be one in Him. He recognizes that there are differences among God's people, but He brings us all together in Christ. And so, talking about Bruno means talking about the issue of diversity, because Satan can take advantage of diversity and use it for his evil purposes. Now, what Satan likes to do is to create situations where people begin to gossip about these other people. So even though they're saying, we don't talk about Bruno in this song, the truth is that they're talking about him all along. But their talk is negative in nature. It's of the kind that is gossip. We stop talking to people. When we stop talking to people, we begin to start talking about them. And I think that's an important point. Think about that again. When we stop talking to people, we begin talking about them. And that's the shift that we've got to be careful about making. That's the line that we've got to be careful about crossing. We need to keep the lines of communication open. And we'll talk about the need for communication in a few moments. But gossip is one of the tools that Satan uses to ostracize people. In this song, the family members gossip about all the things that Bruno allegedly did and said. Gossip generally assumes the worst about others and spreads falsehoods and lies about them. It tears down relationships instead of building them up. The Bible says in Proverbs 16 and verse 28, a whisperer separates the best of friends. In Proverbs 17 and verse 9 says, he who repeats a matter separates friends. So there is that gossip that then can cause division, can cause problems, can create separation amongst the best of friends, even among family members. And using gossip and talking about others creates blame, anger, envy, and strife. Gossip is really a substitute for not taking responsibility for your relationship with someone else. It's a substitute for not owning up to the fact that there is a person that you are ignoring in your life. So in this song, we don't talk about Bruno. Bruno gets blamed for a lot of things. He gets blamed for somebody's pet goldfish dying, and another man growing a gut, and another person losing his hair. All because of Bruno, you see. And this illustrates that it's a lot easier to blame someone else than self. Oh, yes. It's a lot easier to say, oh, it's Bruno's fault that my goldfish died, than I didn't take care of the goldfish like I should have. It's a lot easier to say, it's Bruno's fault that I got fat because I didn't eat the right things and take care of my health. It's Bruno's fault that I got bald. Maybe that was just heredity that created that. But you see, I don't want to blame myself for those things, because then I would have to take responsibility for my life. Talking about other people also produces envy. It creates a situation where we compare ourselves with others and we start becoming envious of what other people have versus what I have. And that can result in some bad attitudes. And you see that there's a lot of strife going on as a result of not talking about Bruno. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 20, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth and made it clear that he did not want such attitudes to be among them. He says, he was writing to them, "For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbiting, whisperings, conceits, tumults." The role of gossip plays a tremendous part in these various attitudes happening in other people's lives. James writes in James 3, verses 14 through 16, "But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and everything, evil thing are there." And poor Bruno, who is just trying to exercise his gift for the benefit of others, is now blamed and ostracized and feels very guilty, and therefore takes himself out of society and isolates himself from others. And you can kind of understand this to a degree, because a person who finds himself the butt of jokes and ridicule will certainly remove himself from those circumstances and even go to the extreme of isolation. Proverbs 18 verse 1 says that that's a mistake, though. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. But Bruno ends up removing himself from the situation, publicly at least, because he fears that he creates bad things for people. How often does that happen, where people isolate themselves because of their own fears, because they have been talked about, gossiped about, not been accepted by others? It's a great problem, but it's something that should not be within the church of God. Talking about Bruno, third, means we need to talk about the need for communication. Gossip is one kind of communication. It's a bad kind of communication. But there is a good kind of communication that needs to occur amongst friends and family and God's people. Gossip assumes the worst, but good communication seeks to edify, build up, and encourage. Maybe if the family had, instead of not talking about Bruno, sat down with Bruno and talked to Bruno about the things that were going on and all the different problems, and instead of ignoring the problem, things would have gotten better. And we see at the end of the movie, if you've seen the movie Encanto, that's exactly what they do, and things turn out very well because they end up talking about the problems instead of ignoring them. Romans 14 and verse 19 says, "Therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another." We want to edify one another. We want to talk to one another about good things. And we've got to do this in a productive way. Psalm 37 and verse 30 says, "The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice." Colossians 4 and verse 6 says this, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other." And Ephesians 4 and verse 29 says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." We've got to be about the business of doing good communication. We've got to talk to one another about the good things that happen within our life. We've got to encourage each other to do good things within our lives. Good conversation, good communication is healthy and important among family members, among the church, and among our friends as well. And instead of ignoring problems, we've got to work on our problems together. We can't push those problems away and expect them to get resolved. That's kind of what happens in the movie Encanto. They don't deal with the problems, and they just get worse. The Bible says that we should communicate in this way. Proverbs 15 and verse 9 says, "Debate your case with your neighbor, and do not disclose the secret to another." So there you see both sides of communication. Talk to those whom you need to talk about the things that need to be discussed. And don't talk about those things to those who are not involved in that situation. Matthew 18, verses 15 and 16, Jesus says, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone." Go talk to him personally. "If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established." So we need to talk to others about the problems that we have within our life and not ignore them. So there is a need for communication. And finally, talking about Bruno means talking about the place of acceptance. Because at the end of our conversations, when we've discussed all things, we need to understand the great unity and fellowship, love and acceptance that we must have for one another. It is hard work, and it may be very difficult to talk through these issues. We may find ourselves asking, just as in the song, at the end of the song, the protagonist of the movie ends up saying, "Why did I talk about Bruno?" And wondering, why did I do this? Why did I start this? Because look, let's face it, talking about problems can be very messy and very difficult at times. It could create difficult struggles in relationship. But if we are committed to push through those things, to discuss them, to work for the mutual benefit of one another, we can certainly get through it. We may, in talking to others, uncover secrets and problems that we were not expecting. And it could take months or even years to work through some of those things. But it is worth it if we can bring others back together and if we can restore relationships that were broken. That is worth it. God says it's worth it. The Bible says it's worth it. Jesus says it's worth it. That's the whole point of the church. Bear one another's burdens, the Bible says, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6 and verse 2. Those who are different from us are not wrong just because they are different. I say, just because they are different. Because difference in and of itself does not imply sin. One must not be following the standard of Jesus Christ in order to fall into that category. Well, Bruno was different, but he was still part of the family. Sometimes we place too much emphasis upon differences between people that don't really matter. God doesn't want us to place those differences that don't matter. He doesn't want us to make a big deal of those things. It could be age. It could be how pretty a person is or is not. It could be how much money a person has or doesn't have. These differences don't matter. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 56 and verse 8 that the church was going to be a place where outcasts were brought back together. The Lord God who gathers the outcasts of Israel says, "Yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him." The church is a place where superficial differences shouldn't matter, and that we can come together in love and fellowship. God wants the church to be a place of understanding and acceptance based on his truth. And he is working to bring everyone together in his Son, Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1 and verse 10 says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, in him. Did you hear that? God is working to gather as many as he can into Christ Jesus. Ephesians 1, 22 and 23 says, "And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all." We talked about Christ accepting us and what a great blessing that is. But this lesson is about our accepting one another as Christ has accepted us. Talking about Bruno is what we've been doing this morning, and thinking about the issue of diversity. There are a lot of differences that are superficial in nature and that need to be respected. It means talking about the problem of gossip and how gossip takes those differences and uses them to divide us. It means talking about the need for communication, that when there is a problem, that we sit down and we discuss the problem and we work through it. And the place of acceptance. That is, after we've gone through everything and we've gotten to a point of resolution, we need to love and accept one another in the full sense of those words. Now, I'm sure not everyone has seen that movie, Encanto, but I would recommend that you see it. I think it's a pretty good movie. And it's one of the best movies that Disney has released in a long, long time. I will say that. And it has a lot of good lessons that you can learn from it. And this is just one of them. And so this morning, maybe you've been part of that outcast group and you would like to be included in something that God has prepared for you. Well, if you are willing to hear the message of the gospel and believe it, repent of your sins, confess Jesus as Lord, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, then you can become part of this great body which is the church. Maybe you're a member of the church, but you've been guilty of letting Satan use you to divide the body of Christ through gossip and through miscommunication. And this morning, you would like the prayers of the church to help you in that regard. We'll be happy to pray with you and for you. If you have a need today, we invite you to come and make it known while together we stand and while we sing.